Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. You're not going to believe any of this is saying. Joe Messina, your host. Happy after 4th of July Day. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I know. What a hypocrite, right? Independence Day. I don't like the 4th of July. Anyway, I'm really looking at what's going on out there. And yesterday was part of a 4th of July parade. And then I noticed, along with so many other 4th of July parades around the country, as I was looking at some of the pictures and what have you, I don't want to say offense. I took notice. How's that? I like that better. Of the fact that when you saw all the little kids waving flags, I'm just going to put this out there. You figure it out. When I saw all the little kids waving flags, I got to tell you, probably a good 40% of the kids I saw had a little pride flag. And my thought wasn't so much, oh, look what you're doing to those little kids. My thought was, you just had 30 days to celebrate. And somehow you have to go after the 4th of July? You have to go after somebody else's birthday? This is why guys like me and others will say, it isn't all about you. Just because you have a different sexual preference than other people, or other groups, or large other groups, doesn't mean that you get the whole, look at me, worship me, look at what I got going on. Make sure you identify or know or acknowledge that I'm gay. Nobody cares. Nobody's ever cared except for the fact that you shove it all on us. I mean, you make sure that our kids and others, nobody cares. Right? How many heterosexual days did we have? How many times did we wave flags with a man and a woman on them? I mean, I looked at that yesterday and I'm saying to myself, this is the problem. You know, it's almost like, you know, when Sonya's on, she always said the weird thing about Hollywood that she couldn't stand is they would always ask her, I'm a good person, right? Am I a good person? Do you think I'm a good person? I'm a good person, right? It's almost like you're always looking for affirmation. And again, I will say, nobody cares. It's really that simple. Yeah, it only frosted me. Because it's like coming to my birthday party and everybody having presents for someone else. Everybody recognizing someone else, acknowledging someone else. It makes no sense. Absolutely none. All right, well, I'm glad you enjoyed, many of you enjoyed Independence Day. right? I mean, at least I did. Most of the people that got shot over the weekend, over the Independence Day weekend and yesterday, Chicago, 5 people dead, 33 shot. Are we, seriously? Right? We would again, you look at this, and you say to yourself, you're going to ban guns and it's going to fix this. Would it save those people, you know, again, where the driver ran his car into a bunch of people? Come on. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the solution, not part of the problem. All right, odd night. Dr. B joins us here in a little bit, and then after her, Brad Dink is going to come on in the next hour. Got a lot to talk about. A lot going on out there. That's why we've got a lot to talk about. You know, but let's talk about the lunatics for a while, too, because those are always good stories, too, right? Representative Jamal Bowman, a Democrat out of New York, said the Americans stand on stolen land toiled by enslaved Africans. Yeah, okay, another lie. He said the nation must recommit ourselves to the light of freedom. There's that word again. Equality and justice. So that these ideals are accessible to everyone, not just a privileged few. You know, again, I'd say, what do you not get to do? Well, what sign, what store, what application do you pick up that says, sorry, colored, black, Negro, whatever, need not apply? I'm curious. Somebody needs to send me a picture of that happening. You know, you said it wasn't that, you know, at one point in time, it was Chinese, it was Irish, it was Italian, need not apply. And the problem is we don't teach history to our kids, even not real history anyway. So they don't really know about some of the history and the historical things that took place. We're going to get into that later on in the show. But again, I say to you, these people, you know what? What did Nancy call them? Low information voters. That was it. These people who get into Congress because they have this itch, this thing that they want to do, the thing that they think is wrong, the thing that they want to make right, and they have no real information on it. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dr. B will join us in just a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, really, seriously. Otherwise, you become part of the problem. And that's why I bring on the experts. I don't have all the answers for you, but I look for them, and I do find them. Anyway, Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. She does pretty much every week. We always talk about the issues of the day, the problems that are happening, and how you can deal with that teenager and with that monster that some of you have created.
So nice, Joe.
Look, I'm in the supermarket the other day. I told my, I, you know, I, I finally gave in, and I'm wearing hearing aids now when I need to. And I told my wife, you know, I found a blessing here. Because I'm in the supermarket today, and this kid is pitching a fit. And the mom is trying to reason. I don't know. What is this kid, 7 years old, maybe? Yes, let's have a discussion, Johnny. I'd like to discuss your behavior with you. Anyway, she's trying to reason with this kid. And you know, Joe, I got all kinds of crazy stuff going through my head. Anyway, I grabbed my little phone app, and I shut off my hearing aids. Whoa. This is cool. But I was sitting there thinking to myself, it isn't the first time that child's done that. You know, you're not going to reason in the middle of that hole. My mom would have grabbed me by the arm, dragged me out to the car, and I think shopping for the day might have been done at that point. You know what I'm saying? But
you know, and there's kind of a happy medium. It's, you know, when you're finished, you know, doing what you're doing, I'll be in line over here. You know, I get like the passive aggressive. You know, child trafficking is really big right now, so you can just be careful, be super safe. Hope you memorize my phone number. I mean, that's so mean. But, you know, it's funny that you said the mom was trying to reason. And what it was is the mom was trying to, you know, So they, by age three, kids have it down, just so you know. This is what the research says, that they have the logical reasoning in their heads. They have the capability of it. Even earlier than that, but by age three, they know how to really learn to manipulate. So parents, no baby talk, no like, I don't buy. No, none of that after age three, because they get it. Trust me. They watch you. They learn your mannerisms. They learn when they can manipulate you. And again, far before that, because we, you know, there are studies where infants recognize faces, right? You make a crabby look and they start crying, you know, and you make a happy look and they start smiling, right? And that really does go in. It affects the development, their development to the core. And if they're going to have anxiety or depression, I'm not saying that's the only reason. Joe, I got an email, you know, or a message saying, you know, so it's only genetics or it's only, you know, so if I look at my kid wrong, I don't know what it was. If I yell at him or something once, that's it. That they're ruined, that I'm like, I did not say that. What I said is if they're in an environment where there's constant, like, domestic violence and drug use and yelling and screaming and inconsistent parenting, that, yes, they're not going to turn out to be models of this society, most likely. There are some. But you've got to know that babies, even in your womb, they feel you. It goes into the development. So that kid in the store had his mom pegged, I'm sure. She was just teaching him how to work the system.
Oh, no question. You don't figure that out all by yourself overnight. You know what I mean?
No.
I mean, my kids were totally different with me in the supermarket than they were with their mom. And, you know, I'd even get back sometimes and she'd say, oh, I can't do that with them. And I go, why? I don't understand.
Right? I get it. And my husband's more the, you know, more that way, the softer part of it. He's just an engineer. So he just is always thinking about how to create new things. And he's not super in touch with, like, what's going around. I'm sorry, honey. Where I am, like, you know, for instance, here, last night, you know, we had fireworks and all that good stuff, and my son decided to get in our little, you know, Mossimo, it's a little roll cage, you know, thing that you drive, and start shooting Roman candles out while he's driving it on our property. And I'm like, yeah, go have fun. I mean, you know, you roll it, it's going to hurt, and you blow yourself up, and you know, you're not here anymore, so rock out. Really? Yeah, go ahead. He's 18. But, they're doing it. But before that, they had a good time. And they actually rolled it. And his friend had to go to the ER. But he's okay. That's how you learn, right?
All right. So, you know, I've joked with you about the Purell generation, right? And, and again, those heavy-duty Purell parents, They would have never let the kid even get near that. And when I grew up with my kids, I'm like, yeah, all right, so you might get stitches. Whoop. Big whoop. That's what happens.
Right? I know, right? And this is the thing. You know, it's at night, but there's light. There are lights. My husband made them wear their seatbelts. It has a roll cage for a reason. And I said, don't go that fast. It's only 3 acres. And they really didn't. He actually got caught, his wheel caught in a little hole. And they're fine. I mean, his friend was a little sad, but he's fine. Again, he's fine. Everything's good. We're friends with the parents. But the point about reading my son, he went and bought fireworks before this all. And he didn't mention the Roman candles. He just mentioned everything else. And, I mean, those need to be supervised because there are roofs at stake. I don't care if you do them, but they need to be supervised. But, yes, the point is he's like, oh, I bought these sparklers and snakes. Blah, blah. I'm like, that's great. What else did you buy? Oh, nothing. Why? And you just see, right? We know how to read our kids. Whereas my husband's like, what did he do? And I'm like, nothing yet, except for he's hiding some fireworks somewhere. And he just gave in. He's like, how do you know? If they're in my trunk, I'll go get them. You know what I mean? I'm like, you just, right? We just know.
Oh, you know when you're, look, I'm sorry. There's a lot of stuff. I know with the way they choose their words. My kids aren't stupid. I know with the way they choose their words, the facial expressions. It's like, yeah, I'm not buying it. Okay? And it's a double punishment if you keep this up.
But good for you, Joe, for saying that. And, you know, it's literally less than 2% of the time that I'm wrong. So it's worth it to go all in for that 98%. But parents have stopped listening to that God-given instinct.
Yep.
When something's up, if you feel like something's up, something's up.
Yep.
That is why we have that.
All right. So we're going to go for a break because I believe in capitalism. And when we come back, I'm going to throw a curveball at you. We're going to talk about transableism. Because it's on the rise. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show with Dr. B.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
USA News Update. The Justice Department's reviewing a federal court's decision to limit the Biden administration's communications with social media companies.
They're going to look into, evaluate our options.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration certainly disagrees with the ruling. Republican states have sued the administration, alleging it colluded with social media sites to censor conservative voices during the COVID pandemic and about elections. The Pentagon will make changes to how military personnel access classified information following a massive leak of top-secret documents earlier this year. An internal review of policies concluded the Defense Department should improve security posture and accountability measures. It determined, however, that it does not have a widespread issue with keeping its secrets safe. The review comes after a junior Air National Guardsman allegedly leaked hundreds of top-secret documents online. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Now, you know, guys, I've done these stories a million times. And, you know, they've coined a new term, because here's what happens. When they coin these terms and they throw them out at you, you go, oh, that's, you know, that must be a sickness and they need help. And, okay, they're probably getting the help they need and yada, yada, yada. Right, sure. No, they're not. This transableism has skyrocketed with issues, with diagnoses, if you would. And people are actually choosing to be handicapped because they perceive or believe either they're not entitled to. Matter of fact, let me bring, Dr. B joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Dr. B, when I read these stories about these people, they're not even complaining about physical pain, like they want a gun because whether it's phantom pain or not, they want a gun because they don't believe that they deserve and or should have that particular, you know, body part.
Right, right.
And they're finding doctors to surgically remove these things.
It's unbelievable. It's all in the name of, you know, inclusivity and the parents' person's rights. And it's interesting because you look at the definition of, you know, transability, and it's, you know, the need, literally, is what they're saying, the need, which it's psychologically, they're so backwards, the need of a non-disabled person to be basically transformed into a disabled person. And it goes, I mean, people have done amputations, paralysis, so they can identify, blindness, deafness. So here's the thing. If you honestly want to be that and you're going to a doctor seeking that, what we have seen, and it's very, in the psychological world, as long as I've been a part of it, which is 30 plus years, this is a very, 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 very rare disorder. It's called body integrity identity disorder. And, I mean, you just don't hear about it. But then you never heard about, you know, transgenderism to the point of puberty blockers on kids, removing body parts on kids, and yes, they're doing it. Parents, yes. I know doctors who do it. And then you've got this psychological, severe psychological disorder of body integrity identity disorder, but now it's becoming the next fad. And for those people that are messaging me right now saying there's no way, I look, go back to the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and pull some of those people into now that are dead and gone. They would lose their minds if they saw what America has become, what the family has become, and what our kids, you know, what we're placing on our kids, the decision making. And I am in the psychological world, so I can speak on this, people. This is, it's absolutely psychotic that we are letting such a minority of people have a say and dictate what the laws are and what the medical institutions around us can do. And shame on any doctor that would even get close to this, let alone participate in it. And we're hearing more and more that these doctors, even the White House, you've got people in the White House that are advocating for this.
Okay.
Blows my mind.
Yours. All right, so here we have a woman who's 21 years old. She's from North Carolina. She identifies as blind. And the most shocking part about this whole thing, though, is that she several times has tried to blind herself, and they still allow her to roam around free. She's not getting any psychiatric care or anything. And you're saying to yourself, in the old days, and listen, I got an email from somebody when you and I were talking about this once. We were talking about the kids. And I said, we need to go back to the old days, okay? When mom and dad raised their children the way they knew they needed to raise their children. The state stayed away from it with all these drugs and everything else. So the guy writes me, he says, oh, so you're one of those guys that believes you should smack your kid and do this and do that. He went through the whole thing, and I'm like, yeah, actually, I do. I think, you know, a slap on the backside once in a while doesn't hurt, all right? All this crap that if you, now they don't say if you hit. Notice I always say, if you beat your kids. Well, we believe in corporal punishment. I never beat any of my kids. You know, ask them, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they knew it was one of those things where I ain't doing that because dad's going to come in the room and it ain't going to be happy.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Oh, gosh, could you imagine telling your dad you wanted to be trans-abled? He'd be like, all right, I'll get the scissors.
Yeah. Let me get the chainsaw. Meet me in the garage.
That's right.
That would be my dad.
He'd just fire that. Vroom, 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 vroom. Like, okay,
God bless.
No, these are attention-seeking people that in some cases are want to be, you know, psychological martyrs. And, you know, Hollywood will, I mean, I'm curious because I know Hollywood will be the first people to jump on board in theory, right? But I don't think anyone's going to be trying to whack body parts off real quick. But it is such, like I said, a rare phenomenon. And it's just these people. You know, and I don't know if you know, it's just the people that, you know, think that they were meant to be blind or deaf or, you know, it's called body integrity identity dysphoria. And I don't know if you know this, and I'm sure you do, but for every crazy, delusional impairment like this, psychological impairment, you've got they call them the devotees to this.
Oh, yeah.
And they have these fetishistic attraction towards people who do this. And it's like, I can't even... Guys, what are we doing?
Nobody's sick anymore. We have no more mentally ill people in this country. We have to affirm everything they believe for the moment, whether they believe they're a leopard or a cat or a dog or whatever. And, you know, I'm looking through some of these stories, and one doctor in particular out of Arizona says that transgender and transabled persons suffer from the same delusional disorder. They're very much the same thing. I thought that was interesting.
It is very interesting, and you have these philosophers and these experts that are making the case that transabled people who seek amputations, for instance, should be allowed to get them if it's a reputable surgeon. And I'm like,
Dr. Kevorkian was a reputable doctor. I mean, seriously?
Well, Freud, sorry, the father of psychology, who was, you know, a cocaine addict. I mean, these people and a sex addict, and put literally women. He put women away when you had cramps and PMS. He came with the men in the white coats, put a straitjacket on y'all, and locked you up until you were behaving better. So,
wow.
These are who we're looking to. But it's okay as long as you go to a reputable surgeon. Okay.
Oh my God.
No, that's a crazy surgeon if they'll do that. I know plenty of doctors, and I don't know any that would do that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's the people, the psychologists, the counselors that these kids and these adults have to go to, especially before they become, you know, trans, make a transition. I'm like, what are you asking them?
I'm with you. I'd love to see the questions.
Because they have to be leading questions. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and not only that, I mean, I read an article the other day about a young lady that detransitioned, but she was taking the whatever medication she had to take before ahead of time. She got into the operating room, got that far with it. The doctor, you know, came up next to her and said, "Why are you doing this?" And she said, she said, "Because I want to be a boy." He said, "This doesn't make you a boy. This will not help you."
Right.
And she said, "I felt that way, but everybody's telling me it will." He says, "I'll do whatever, but it won't help you." And she chose not to have the operation.
Good.
Think about it.
Good.
The only adult in the room finally told her, "This won't work."
Yeah. Well, a lot of these experts are comparing these trans ability surgeons to plastic surgeons. So they're basically saying, well, plastic surgeons make the body conform to better social ideals, right? Why shouldn't people also be allowed to change it in ways that society is less comfortable with? So it's like, oh, my goodness, really? So if they want an amputation, they're reporting, you know, in this particular study I'm reading, they're reporting that the patients are saying that, you know, they feel relief finally that they couldn't get from other means. Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to end up with the kids again.
God. All right, when we come back, gender dysphoria is increasing, and it's affecting young kids at out-of-control numbers, which means what's going on with you parents? I know, I love to blame everything on the parents. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I want you to do. And you become part of the solution by getting informed. And again, I'm not the person with the PhD, MD, ABCD, EFG in front of their name. I bring people on who have a clue. So Dr. Bridget Nelson joins me. Dr. B, always a pleasure when you're on with me. Hey, before we get going, though, I want you to know that, I don't know if you heard that de Blasio and his wife are separating in the same house.
Yeah, so. It's a thing.
Somebody's going to be dead here soon. I mean, but...
they want to... Have fun.
I gotta, we'll see how that goes. But apparently they want to be able to date other people without divorcing. And... This... I'm sorry. We'll see how this plays out. Anyway, so.
Oh my gosh, quite a trivia note.
Listen, I get a kick out of this stuff because how do they sit there and think that's going to help? We're going to work on our marriage by not working on our marriage. Okay, there you go.
I get my head back in it. Gender dysphoria. According to the recent research at the Virginia Tech Ken Carillon School of Medicine, they've said that there's been an explosion in gender dysphoria from 2017 to 2021. And they go on to say that that increase has been in people under 22 years of age. So, you and I were talking during break.
What do you think about that, Joe?
Your brain doesn't, your brain doesn't really kick in and able to work all this stuff through. And that is, so out of 42 million people, 155 out of every 100,000 were diagnosed with gender dysphoria. I said to you, I said, that sounds like a pretty high number. What do you think?
It is a pretty, it is a very high number. And you know, the thing I've learned of being in, you know, the psychological field and research is that, you know, and we can, you and I were talking about spanking and research on that, and we can talk about that. But there's always going to be somebody that says it's terrible and, you know, you're sentencing your kids to lifelong aggression. There's going to be the ones that say, oh, that it, you know, it helps and it follows. Same thing with this, except for it's not a thing. What we're seeing is not gender dysphoria. And these things, these people who are insisting on moving forward with the trans movement and this gender dysphoric issue, it is such a slap in the face to the actual clients I've worked with gender dysphoria. And gender dysphoria is actually, you know, I've had the most common presentation of it for me is anorexics, right? That is who I've seen, where there is true, and then the opposite of anorexia, actually, where you think you're super thin and you're overweight. So, those are true gender dysphoria.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I kind of like that. I'm like, ooh, I identify as a thin person. I love it. But, you know, the other extreme cases I've seen are presented as preteens or teens. And a lot of it, Joe, is because of what just the way society still presents as beautiful, right, and forces it down your throat. Now they're trying to change that. But that's where I saw gender dysphoria. You know, there was a big bump in it in the 80s and 90s. And the worst I've seen is, you know, teenagers, literally, and preteens that have cut themselves to try to, not just cutting, but try to make their ears smaller or shave off their nose. Or, you know, there are things that they were very serious, right, to make it smaller, to make their lips bigger. You know, it's harming yourself because you really see yourself as not, I can't think of the word right now, but just not... measurementally, that's not a word, but you know, your measurements aren't
really. Well, you know, listen, I don't know if you, and you probably were following it maybe a dozen years ago. I remember, you know, in doing one of our shows around plastics, exactly that, plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And I kept saying the plastic surgery among teenagers, young teenagers, had, it's again, skyrocketed. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, well, first of all, they haven't even, their bodies haven't even totally developed yet. What are you doing?
Not at all.
Right?
Not at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
no, absolutely.
Right. And people just couldn't pull it all together. And I'm going, look, they're kids. Some of the stuff they'll grow into, my kids don't really look like they did it at, you know, 12, 14, 16 years old. They've filled in. They've got a lot of other things going on. Have parents just lost the ability of common sense? Are we listening too much to the professionals who really just don't care? Help me.
It's really interesting. You know, I have one of my kiddos that we're heading to LA next week to film a movie, but we're in this industry, right? We see it. You know, she has acting classes, and I'm very straightforward with her. She just wants to do this because it seems fun. It's not her identity. It's not, you know, she's going to get people that want to meet her and blah, blah, blah. And she refuses still to show her face on social media. You know, she highlights her animations, blah, blah, blah. And we talk about it, and it's interesting now. She's going to be 14, and she notices what people look at and look like. And when the agents come to her acting school, she notices who gets chosen, right? And it's the blue-eyed or the green-eyed. It's this hair. It's body type. This, and we just, you know, for a minute, of course, it gets her. You know, it's like, you know, am I not? I'm like, okay, well, let's talk about this. God made you this way. Do you think he made a mistake? Do you think you should have had bigger lips? Do you think you should have been taller? And that just shuts it down. No, you're right. No, you're right. I'm made for something else, and the right agent will come along or not. If she wants to be a neuroscientist, it's not going to really matter anyway, I tell her. But anyway, you have to have these talks, and you have to, at a young age, and yes, we have to, parents, we have to tell our kids and ask our kids more open-ended questions now more than ever, because now this gender dysphoria, yes, it's not a new thing. You know, when Vogue magazine came out, right, in the whatever, the 20s, 30s, 40s, it became a thing. And, you know, corsets, right? Those were the beginning of this, what we're calling gender dysphoria. But they didn't have surgery. They didn't be, you know, yes, they had fainting couches. I mean, that was a big thing because they think corsets were so tight. And then in the 80s, right, we started, you know, this plastic surgery thing. But no one did it to their kids. Then in the 90s, I was counseling.
Right.
And it was the late 90s, early 2000s. And I would have some gender dysphoric teens. And then I'd have the ones that just wanted to look like, you know, all these actresses on TV. And one, I will tell you, one parent out of probably 200 kids that I saw, what kid doesn't deal with this, actually fired me and went and got her 16-year-old girl plastic surgery because she wanted to be on the homecoming court the next year, literally. And I'm like, wow. And I saw this girl, she was 16. I saw this girl like a year later, and I'm looking at her, I'm like, you look a little different. She goes, yes, I've got my breasts done, my mom got my nose done, and then she got an ear lift. And I'm just like, you are already stunning. I mean, this girl was stunning. But stuff like that, I'm like, what are you doing? But it was no surprise to the mom. I knew that she didn't really want psychological help. She wanted me to just pat her on the back and say, yes, go get her surgery.
And that kid will have issues most of her life because everything revolves around how she looks, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't go away, the dysphoria, the whatever you're thinking, you know. To me, she had a very surface, you know, very, you know, shallow way of looking at life.
Right.
True gender dysphoria, like I said, were most of my anorexics, and then, you know, people who, you know, had mentally, you know, or mental issues that were beyond that. I had been bullied, for instance, or molested, you know what I mean? That tends to give into this. But this optional augmentation of breasts, genitals, physical features, gender-affirming care, right? Unbelievable.
Yep.
What we're seeing now. And it's, you know, these doctors screaming, protect trans youth. There's no such thing as a trans youth. Yes, I said it. There's no such thing. There isn't.
No,
okay?
And if you read, if you just go out of your way to look and pay attention, you would see how many thousands and thousands now of detransitioners. It's just amazing to me.
Correct. Yeah, I have a good friend, Kevin, same thing, you know, lived as a woman, transitioned, found Jesus, right? We talked about him, and now he's back to Kevin, and he's like, I wished someone would have told me in my teens what I would have to endure.
Just, all right, I only have like 45 seconds, but apparently the CDC came out again today, and they gave guidance for trans people who want to chest feed their kids.
Okay.
Now,
it's...
go ahead.
It's sick. It makes me little. I'm sitting here sick to my stomach of what we've done with God's creation. We're made in his image, and then we do this. What a kick in the face.
And we're supposed to trust these people, and they can't even figure out that, yeah, it's so rare. Anyway, I'm not even going to go through this. I don't even want to give this any credence whatsoever. Anyhow, so you go ahead, and when that child starves to death, it's on you. But anyway, all right, Dr. B, always a pleasure to have you with me. Go back to doing what you were doing, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds great.
All right. Good. Thank you. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network.